My question is, and you don't have to answer, but my question is, what do we do when we have compassion towards people, towards an individual or a group of people? Or let me clarify it further. What did the Lord do when he was moved with compassion towards people? Well, I should let you unmute so that he can speak. Yeah, I'll let you speak. Just give me any example, and there's no right or wrong. So anything you remember from the Bible, when the Lord was moved with compassion, what did he do?
He healed them.
Okay, he healed them. That's right.
He provided them with the food.
Okay. So when you go to the Gospel of Mark, the Gospel of Matthew, there are two or three incidents where the Lord, when he saw multitudes or individuals, when he saw a multitude of people who needed healing, Bible says he was moved with compassion and he healed all of them. Then there's an incident of a leper who came to the Lord, and the Bible says he was moved with compassion and he healed him. There's also an incident of two blind men crying out to the Lord, and the Lord was moved with compassion. He healed them. So we see general physical healing, and then specifically blindness, and also lepers being cleansed. And then, as I think Moni said, he was moved with compassion over a group of people who have been listening to him for 3 days, and he was moved with compassion and he fed them. So these are some of the things the Lord did. My question is, what else do you think the Lord did, or what else do you think we should do when we have compassion towards people? Any other possibility? Anything else do you know from the Bible? We are talking about God upon this earth, being among the people. And when he saw people in need or in suffering, he was moved with compassion and he did something. And most of us can easily recall the healings or he feeding the hungry. Do you know any other thing the Lord did, or have you ever come across any specific thing the Lord did when he was moved with compassion? Anybody?
The widow and the child, they said, this is the widow, he's the only son. So you
yes,
have compassion.
Yes, so he raised a dead son. We have no idea how old was that. So that is another thing the Lord did. So we can put them all into healing or need or meeting the physical needs or the needs of the family. Do you know anything else? But do you remember or recall anything different from that? Different from healing, different from praying for the sick, or different from even feeding the hungry people?
He has compassion, great compassion for the sinners, for those who were in sin.
Yes, that's true. But what I'm looking at is, see, when every time when the Bible says he had compassion, it also says he did something. Or how he responded to that compassion, or let's say what that compassion led him to do. Now, here, let me show you something. Go to the book of the Gospel of Mark in chapter 6. Gospel of Mark, chapter 6. All right. And I want you to look at verse 34. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verse 34. It says, and Jesus, when he came out, saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them, because they were like sheep not having a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things. Hmm. Now, do you see this? The Lord was moved with compassion for a group of people, a large crowd. And the Bible says, this was the Lord's perception, or this is what the Lord understood about them, that they were like sheep without a shepherd. They were directionless. They had no guide. They didn't know what they were doing and where they were going in their life. They needed clear direction for life, and the need was to teach them. Now, I don't know if you have ever noticed this. This is very unique about compassion. Usually we talk about healing or meeting the hunger, or even in today's time, when we have compassion towards somebody, we may help somebody with food or money or clothes, or mostly in the areas of physical need, we will try to help. And that is certainly compassion. For example, you guys purchased a grocery and then took it to the needy people during the lockdown. That's an act of compassion. And that is great. But here we see something totally different. And I would say, and this has been here for 2000 years. And I haven't heard anybody teaching on that. I haven't, but when I came across this, it caught my attention. And I said, here is the Lord moved with compassion towards a group of people. And he sat down and he began to teach them. And the Bible says he taught them many things. So whatever they needed to know at that point of time, he taught them. So he did not teach just one thing. He taught them many things that would meet their need, that would give them direction, that would function as a guide, that would let them know what they should do and what they should not do, things about life. And I believe when you teach, it brings freedom, it brings deliverance, it brings healing, and it brings you closer to God. It shows, or it throws light on what God expects from people, from his people, I mean, and then what adjustments you need to make in your own lives, what changes you need to make. Teaching, I think, encompasses all these areas. And I think this is a wonderful insight that the Lord was moved with compassion, and then he began to teach them many things. So those of you who love to teach, let me tell you this. Teaching is an act of compassion. Or I should modify it. We should teach with compassion. Or one of the things we can do when we are moved with compassion for people is to teach them. Of course, if somebody is hungry, I wouldn't say you go and teach them. You know, if you see somebody really hungry, then and you're moved with compassion, the first thing you would do is to give that person some food. But after that, or on a different occasion, you know, many times you will sense in your spirit. Here, the Lord's in his spirit sensed that they needed teaching. They did not need food. None of them required at that point a physical healing. But what they needed was teaching. Teachings, I would say, because he taught many things. So teachings that would deliver them, teachings that would lead them to freedom, teachings that would bring them closer to God, teachings that would explain the hidden things to them, or teachings that would remove the darkness in their lives, and teachings that would bring them to the light. So those of you who are teachers, this is a real good news, that there are times when the only thing you need to do, or the only thing you should do when you are moved with compassion for an individual or for a group of people, is to teach them. And of course, when you teach them, you should have the same compassion. You teach them with compassion, and that is going to help them. That's going to bless them. Think about that. So I'm very excited about this aspect of compassion. And I would say we should always teach with compassion, not because we should never teach with a critical mind. We should never teach to prove a point, but we always teach to help people. And there are, I would repeat this, that many times when we are moved with compassion for a person or a group of people, the right thing to do is to teach them. And not always, but there are times when you need to teach. And of course, the only way you would know is by the leading of Holy Spirit. He would lead you to teach, and then you should not hesitate. Now, I know this is not as per the world standard. In the world's eye, an act of compassion would be you giving money, clothes, food, or any of those material things. I don't think the world would count teaching as an act of compassion. And of course, we know the world can be wrong, but the word of God cannot be wrong. So we will go by what the Bible says, what the word of God says. Now, this was quite a revelation to me. So I thought I will show you. And today I just thought I will pop this question to you and then answer my own question. I love to teach, so I was extremely blessed by this insight that one of the things you can do because of compassion is to teach. And I think this insight brings more insight or further insight, such as there is a great reward for teaching, because it's an act of compassion. It brings a lot of joy when you see people being delivered after you teach them something, or people receiving healing, physical, mental healing after they learn something. Of course, they learn something when you teach. And in that way, it is very, very rewarding. But this also tells us another thing, that many times we read the Bible and we miss things. Okay, that happens. But then sometimes we read the Bible and the Holy Spirit slows us down, and he leads us to pay attention to something, and then he illuminates the scriptures for us. So this scripture has been here for 2,000 years because this was written, I would say, 80, I don't know, first century, some years, maybe 60 or 60, I don't know. I don't remember the exact year. It has been there for 2,000 years, but I've never heard anybody teaching. Now, I'm sure somebody has thought about it. I haven't searched the Google yet, but it was a revelation to me when I saw this for the first time. Okay, here is something that we should be doing when we are moved with compassion. And I believe every time you're moved with compassion, you would know in your spirit what to do. But this is one of the things I think most people, since nobody has thought about it, or I haven't heard anybody teaching, I'm sure nobody has thought about it or considered this as one of the things you do as an act of compassion. So we should keep this in mind now. Maybe we have been doing it without knowing it. You know, we would have that urge to teach people certain things. And now we know it can be because of the compassion we have for individuals or groups. All right, so that was a good insight, I believe.